Do I ever get sunshine from Tom?
Jesus Christ, man. What's wrong with you?
I'm still
I don't want to do it now.
No, come on! Because we've seen the documentary where people are into buildings or cars, and it's hard to fuck a building or
is it
a car, I imagine.
Yeah. No one's talking about this. No one's talking about ejaculating in space.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's good to be back right in the studio, Studio Jeans here in Austin, Texas.
You were in Latin America.
I've been all over the place. I've been jacking off so many places.
Where was the best country to jack off
in? It's hard to say. I mean, I'm a patriot, so I would say here in the U.S. of A.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, you know what's cool about them Latin countries?
Mm.
Is our friend, what's his name, McAfee.
Remember? Yeah.
You can always find extra resources, extra ways to have fun down
there.
Take
a dump in my mouth. Yeah. Here's $100.
Yeah, what's interesting is I was just recalling that story in my head. I thought he was dumping in the girl's mouth. It turns out, as my memory recalls, he wasn't eating their poo-poo.
He was eating their poo-poo, yeah.
Yeah.
Through a hummock.
Through a hummock.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
In the hummock.
When you were in Latin America?
He was in Belize, I believe, doing that. No, I didn't. I don't have a thing for poo. Poo doesn't get me excited. I'm one of those weirdos.
So hard to believe.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't do that. But I did. I really did enjoy. We'll get into it. I also want to acknowledge.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Nadav.
Mm.
Welcome back. I am well. How are you?
GM well. I just want to say there's. I feel like I embarrass myself on this show a lot, and every time that I do, you guys kind of come in and save the day for me. So. Ooh. I just want to say thank you for, sending me to rehab and stuff. And
how was gambling rehab?
It was actually, a lot more depressing than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Because they're lumping you in with other addicts as well.
Yeah, well, you're an addict.
Yeah.
Right. But, I was just addicted to gambling, but, everyone else that was there was addicted to gambling and other stuff.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And you think you're better than
them. Do you think
you
have a new perspective now? Because a lot of people
leave them. I'm better than all of the other gamblers.
That's not Nadav.
What?
Also,
You guys also took me out before I ended the program.
Well, we have work to do.
Right.
I did suggest that you don't come to Las Vegas, and you insisted that you be there, so that was
I'm a company man. The company always comes first.
Yeah, but your sobriety should come first. Do you know what I mean? Why not? You can
Christina,
say to your boss, I have a gambling problem. I cannot come. I can assist in other ways, right?
Yeah, you would have
understood that.
I would have understood you not coming to Las Vegas. You stayed an extra day. That was not necessary.
You stayed an extra day.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. And so,
Okay, did you leave? Did you stay away from the tables in Vegas?
Okay, so that's a good question.
Okay, it's a very simple question.
Because, we were all hanging out. And what happened?
Don't blame me.
I'm not even there yet. But, we both agreed that exposure therapy is something. Exposure therapy is something
that people
use. I'm
pretty sure when you left, they were probably like, and the one thing you should never do is go to a casino.
Yeah.
I left before we got to that part.
Uh-huh.
I left before we got to that part.
Okay, so are you any better than when you...
Oh, I had a full-on relapse. It turns out I shouldn't have gone to Vegas. I was playing slots quite a bit. We were playing craps up until the morning.
And you sold your car? You sold it?
You did?
Well, it's like the ATM stopped giving me stuff. So you got to do other things.
He sold his car. Where? On craps?
No, on Fremont.
All right. Well, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
It was really fun to do Vegas, all his serious problems aside.
Do you trust him to be the producer of your mom's house?
I mean, yeah, as long as he doesn't sell the equipment in that room.
I would never.
Yeah.
I'm a company man.
MGM put on a great event. We had a great time.
And Fat Bert was there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Did he eat a lot? There's lots of buffets and such.
Yeah. We did an audio only bonus episode. It's available everywhere you can listen to podcasts of Two Bears. So it's an added episode, audio only, that we did at the MGM. And it was Bert and I it was St. Patrick's Day. And it was like noon, I think, noon or one. And it was this cool, like little room they gave us of like 150 hardcore Two Bears fans. They were so much fun. And we had a blast. We went overtime. We were supposed to do like a limited time. We went overtime and we just had the best time.
God.
Yeah, we had the best time doing it. Yeah. So you can listen to that if you want to listen to that audio episode. And thank you, MGM Grand, for doing it. But we had a really good time and we laughed a lot that day. We laughed a lot. It was really, really fun. Really fun. And the cool thing is about, you know, if you're an addict, you're looking for other people to do your addiction with you.
Mm.
So I've never heard any talk about gambling in like the 5+ years I've known him. He rolls in with Nadav and Nadav's like, bro. And then I see Annie, he's like, hey, man.
Oh, wow.
He's like, hey, check this shit out. He's like, as soon as we wrap this shit up, I got to get back to the craps table. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, Nadav taught me about it. I didn't know anything about craps. Craps is the shit. Craps is the shit, man. And I was like,
oh, fuck. No.
Eight is great, baby.
Yeah.
Eight is great.
Oh, no.
Craps is great. Yeah.
You're roping Annie into your nonsense.
I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to help my friend.
This is
terrible.
And I will
take the help.
Oh, my God.
Is this person Chinese, African, or worse, Jewish?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
You're roping him into your things. Yeah. This is terrible, Nadav.
Yeah, misery loves company.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that casino owes me a lot of money. I'm gonna come get it one day.
Owes me a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, Nadav, as your punishment for relapse.
Yes!
No!
The Jay Shades are back.
I'm back, baby. Woo! There you go.
This is the worst.
Enjoy it.
This is genuinely the worst.
No, stop. You're spending way too much of your own money.
Listen to your mother, Nadav. Hold on, my jewels are falling off that one. Listen to your mother. Gambling's not good for your health.
There you go.
Tell my mom came to visit this week and this hits too close to home.
Yeah.
This is rough.
Does she know?
Save for the future, Nadav. You're going to have to retire
one
day.
You know what they call him? They call him Nadavi. It's more Israeli.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? It's like Nadavi.
Nadavi.
What
Nadavi.
Are you doing? Wasting all your money on this stupid gambling.
Fun times with
like
Ma?
Well, if I close my eyes, it's like...
Yeah? You're spending on hookers, too?
Did you have fun time with Ma?
Yeah. We pretty much just took her on an eating tour. But, you know, because we were in Vegas... and I was in an extra day. We were going to spend like 2.5 days together. We ended up spending about one day.
Better.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
No, she was a little sad, but it's just like, hey, you know, I got work.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom was like, she hit me up and goes, this is the week prior. She goes, and you know what? I thought back to, remember when Chad Daniel was on?
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, the one thing I don't like is being put on the spot.
I know.
And I was thinking about that. I was really thinking about that. So I'm on FaceTime with my mom, holding my phone, and I have her sister with me. And we're saying hello, just like, how, because I'm in South America. And we're like, hello, and she's showing her sister, blah, 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 how's it going? No, we're having a great time. She goes, next week, you're going to be in Las Vegas. Can I come to Vegas? And I was like, yeah, I don't appreciate the way that you're doing this right
Ambush.
Now.
Ambush.
Yeah, like, I'm literally just saying hello to your to you from your sister's place. And she was like, so, and I go, you know, the signal is really weakening right now. And then I hang up, right before I hang up, she goes, your answer is loud and clear.
Yeah,
and
I passive go, aggressive, okay. Yeah.
And I just hang up the phone.
Yeah.
And then later, like an hour later, she just sends me a still image of Las Vegas. And she goes, so what's the answer here?
Ew.
And I just don't answer. I just ignore it completely.
Yeah. Ooh.
And then And the next day, she just goes back to, oh, so how's everything going? Down? So, like, bait it, like, fish.
Yeah.
Are you going to take the bite? Poke.
Yeah.
And then she was like, all right.
And then you ignored it, and ignored it went away.
That's really the lesson.
That's the lesson. If you ignore stuff, it goes away.
You got to ignore it. You got to ignore health issues.
Absolutely.
You
got to ignore weight problems,
you got
mom stuff,
bills in the mail. You got to ignore those.
Right in the trash. Yep. Jury duty, right in the trash.
Jury duty, you know, you're foreclosing on your, you throw that shit in the trash, and guess what? Goes away.
Problems go bye-bye.
Yep. All right, we got to open the show.
We have so much to get into.
Oh, man, I'm so excited about this.
Oh, no. You were really, ugh, you've got that dastardly dog.
I've been under the weather. All right, here we go.
Pneumonia, I think.
Justin, I really like your videos, and I hope you continue to do them. And me being blind, please, I'd appreciate you doing them to where I can hear. And, you know, I'd like you to turn the recorder on when you go into the bathroom and let me hear you undo your belt, pull your pants down, set the toilet seat down, and sit down and do a good stream of pee in the water and a good shit. And for me, since I can't see, if you could describe what it looks like in the toilet.
Oh, wow. Good work. Done. First of all,
yeah,
that's such a banger. I feel like if anybody were to say, what is the very essence of YMH?
Oh, man. This is an all-time classic. This guy, if we don't find more stuff from this guy, I'm going to fucking lose my mind. This might be
this
my favorite
everything.
Thing.
Everything.
How does he even know how to work the computer?
So many questions. Well.
How does he know to be lit so
well,
confusingly?
He just has the monitor on, babe. Yeah. Oh, my God. Can I just tell you how the stupidest hot?
What's that?
Holy shit. I just realized that blind people live in the dark. Like, literally, they don't have to turn the lights on.
Right.
Ever.
But, you know, blind people have different degrees of blindness.
That's true.
So not everybody is pitch black blind.
But this guy lives in the dark, maybe.
Well.
Like, he doesn't have to turn the lights on.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I just realized that.
Okay. Well, he's really excited. If you could turn the audio up on that piss and shit you're about to take.
Wow.
And describe it. And there's also a part two.
Here. No, there's more?
Yeah, there's a little more.
God is good all the time.
I know. Here we go. It's short, but let's hear what he says.
Just a fun thing. And, you know, in other words, keep the recorder on from the beginning to the end when you flush the toilet.
Oh,
okay, please get back with me and let me know, okay? Thanks.
Okay, so circle back, put a pin in it, and we'll circle the wagons and discuss this later.
So that'll be Wednesday at noon, if you don't mind.
For the Zoom.
I have a lunch. Actually, make it 1:30. I have that lunch I forgot about.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hardmints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Also, you know, the thing that really makes you think about when somebody has some type of disability.
Yeah.
You realize that their kinks are outside of the realm of normal kinks. So it's like, kind of adds up. You're like, well, a blind guy, he doesn't want to see anything. He's all about hear, smell, touch.
Man.
And so a big thing for arousal for this guy, it makes sense when you think about it.
Perfect sense.
Because he wants to hear. Now, the fact that he wants to hear you piss and shit is kind of unique.
It's cool.
But he does want to hear what you're doing. I mean,
well, actually, I would argue that hearing the piss and the shit is kind of the commonplace thing. A lot of people are into pissing and shitting, but you're right. It's unique in that he wants to hear
turn
it.
That volume up.
Turn the volume.
Let me hear you unzip and unbuckle your pants.
Wow.
You know, he wants to hear like, you know what I mean? Like he wants to hear that whole zip and
yeah.
And all the way, like, and the pants dropping.
Oh, and what's interesting is he doesn't even ask for a description of the guy's dong. He does not concern with that. He wants the description of the brown.
Yeah. I wonder if he'd be upset if it was a messy, like, I wonder if he just wants, like, a healthy log, or, like, what if it was just a disaster dump, and he's just, like, describing, he's like, oh, God, it's everywhere. He goes, writes back, hey, Justin, I listened to that video. I was hoping for a little healthier movement, you know?
Don't do the accent.
You know?
You're going straight to hell.
Well, I mean, it's the same. He's
straight
like,
to hell, homie.
Could you introduce a little more fiber into your diet? I had a really hard time getting hard, if you know what I mean. What are you fucking eating, man? Just nachos and cheese?
That's true, because we don't know what constitutes a good dump.
For him.
A boner inducer.
Maybe for him, the more disastrous, the better. You don't know.
You don't know.
You just don't know.
You don't know.
Gosh. But.
You don't know.
Why'd you stop like that?
Because it looks like you're gonna.
Oh.
Did I do it okay? You guys know I'm super afraid of upsetting Daddy. He doesn't like it.
Stop. Stop.
I'll lose his love.
Stop.
Okay. Very codependent, guys. Okay. Oh,
makes me think of something really fun I wanted to show you.
What's the biggest mistake you made at your wedding?
Honey, I love you, but said I do. Not my mistake. I love my wife. I'm going to get in trouble for that, aren't I? Yeah.
Check this out. So this guy, Tim, Family Feud contestant, has been accused of killing his estranged wife, and resurfaced jokes he made on the show about his marriage are raising eyebrows. Tim Blyfnik, 39, was arrested Monday in Quincy, Illinois, charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder.
Wow.
1 count of home invasion. Police said in a press release his wife, Rebecca Becky Blyfnik, I love how they have to like remind us what her nickname is for Rebecca, was found dead in her home February 23rd. Her body was riddled with bullets.
Ooh.
Family member has gone to her home to check on her after she failed to pick up her three kids from school.
Three kids.
He previously made headlines for appearing with his parents and siblings on Family Feud, and clips of his appearance, which contain an ominous sounding joke, have resurfaced following Becky's death.
Fucking Becky.
Yeah.
He looks hot as a murderer, though. I definitely like his look better as a killer.
Oh, then when clean cut?
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of like that look more.
I love Dirtbag.
Yeah.
Buffalo, he looks like Buffalo 66 Dirtbag. I love that look.
Yeah, you do.
I love Vincent Gallo. What can
I say?
That's
really interesting.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
I like Scumbag.
They were already divorcing, so he's not such a bad guy.
Yeah. Like, they make it out to be like they were happily married.
Yeah,
and then
no. They were married in 2009, but at the time of her death, they were already undergoing divorce proceedings.
Oh, that's
they've been separated
fine.
For several years. This could have been anybody.
I know.
This could have been anybody.
Well, like that, they had a good run, 2009.
Yeah, and what's the guy? He's not allowed to joke. He's joking around.
I know.
It's a coincidence.
You know what? Everyone's out for the white man right now,
Tim,
Tom.
We got your back.
He shot her up.
Somebody did.
He gave her the
Somebody
gun.
Filled her up with bullets, yeah.
What did she do, though?
Yeah.
That's the thing, is she must have been mouthing off. She must have been sleeping with his best friend.
I don't know. Maybe she was just a bitch. I don't know.
Stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just being all sassy, talking back.
Filled up, riddled with bullets means that it's not one or two.
No, I understand what
They usually lose count and they go, just call it a riddle of bullets.
That's true. It's not like 20.
One, two,
too many.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That's wild.
We got to stop for a second, too, to give a huge shout out to, first of all, to everybody here. And then... for doing such a great job, and David Walter, the weatherman, who flew down to Austin, Texas. You guys, if you haven't seen it, it's on the YMH YouTube channel. It came out a few weeks ago, and the guy. So the video is called "Air Segura versus Rain Man." it's a really good title.
It's very funny,
and it is a documentary better than The Last Dance. If you've seen that. That is, I mean, it's high production value. It's compelling.
It really
is. It's fun. A lot of people say it's wholesome.
Yeah.
It's really enjoyable. It's a really good watch, and it tells you the story of our beef, and then it documents the game. And I got to say, I give just so much credit to David. We talked about it before, that when somebody gets highlighted on this show, the way to win is to lean into it, and he leaned in so hard, and. He's such a nice dude. He's such a good guy. He came down here. He played one-on-one. We had a good time playing. He was just a genuinely good dude. And, you know, I had never, when I made the challenge, I said, I threw out charity, just like, oh, you know, donate to charity. Not knowing that his daughter has Pompe disease. So he wanted the charity money, if he were to win, to go to Pompe Warriors, which, you know, helps combat that disease. And so it brought a lot of attention to that charity.
Oh, good.
Dude, people started sending in donations left and right. So it's actually raised much more money than it would have just with the donation.
Lovely.
So anyway, I donated to them as well. And they reached out. They've been very thankful that the game brought attention to that charity.
Good.
He was such a good dude about it. But since I did win the game, I told David, I said, you know, hey, man, if I win, you have to make an apology video. And for those of you that have not seen it, we're going to play it for you now. This is David Walter's apology video because he lost our one-on-one game. But if I win, you have to post an apology video that I approve of.
Hi there. I'm meteorologist David Walter. I live in Erie, Pennsylvania. It's fine. I'd love to talk about Hawaii, but I have some important things to say. I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to Tom Segura. He's a very smart and sexy bald man, and personally, I think he should be at the top of the sexiest bald man alive list. He's got that beautiful mouth, and he's built in such a way. My brother didn't believe me at first, but he believes me now. Secondly, I was wrong about YMH fans. They're not basement dwellers. They're the kindest, funniest, and most thoughtful fan base out there. See, I'm not G. I'm a weatherman, and I know when a storm is coming. I'd like to tell every Tom and YMH fan this. You're welcome to my page and at my house. Literally. I can't give out my physical address because of security reasons, but Lord knows, I'd love to meet you. Finally, let me say this. I said I'd destroy Tom on the basketball court, and I didn't. He proved himself to be a worthy opponent. I'd like to think we've gained respect for each other, both personally and on the court. Congrats, Tom. You beat me. As far as the rematch goes, if you want to do it again, you better believe me, I'm coming up in May.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, oh, David Walter made good. What a class act he is.
He was great. He was great. So shout out to David.
That was good.
You did an amazing job. And I don't know.
That was an amazing apology. And that was really beautifully written too.
Yeah, he just winged it. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh. It was really good.
Yeah, he was awesome. Big fan. And then here's the thing, the craziest update of all. This all started with me shitting on Erie.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, that's where I live. But he's leaving Erie.
What?
He just took a new job as the meteorologist in Bowling Green, Kentucky. So I congratulated him. I was like, congrats on the new gig and getting the fuck out of Erie, man.
Wow. Yeah. What a crazy turn of events.
It is a crazy turn of events.
Where is it? What part of Kentucky?
Bowling Green.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, well, you would do now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Is it a step up or is not?
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely a step up from Erie. I mean, it's a mid-major market, I guess it would be called, right?
Okay.
A mid-size, small size. I don't know.
Great.
Not Bowling. Jesus. Bowling Green. Yeah.
Looks nice. That looks nicer
than
Erie.
It's like a, you know, mid-size.
Yeah, mid-size sedan. Yeah. It's good.
Mid-size sedan. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Very nice.
I think he's going to like it much more there.
I think so, too. Pennsylvania is a rough state.
As a matter of fact, I know you're going to like it much more there. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Okay, may I bring up some news in my
please,
world?
Absolutely.
A lot of important things have been happening. First of all, I don't know if you guys recall, many moons ago, I brought up the fact that Buffalo Wild Wings claims that their boneless wings are boneless wings. Mm-hmm. They're not boneless wings. They're just nuggets.
Yeah.
And I've always felt that was a grave injustice to the consumer. Because a boneless wing implies it's all wing meat with the bone removed. A person named Ayman Halim. Is this one of your tribe? Ayman Halim?
Halim's not us.
Oh. Are you done?
God, that was so good. Oh, fuck, that was
good. Can you pay attention now? Or?
That was so good.
Anyway, this guy named Halim, he sued Buffalo Wild Wings.
He sued them?
For the false and deceptive marketing and advertising of Buffalo Wild Wings boneless wings.
How can you not love this country?
It's the best. Okay, here's what he says. May I continue? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a legal matter, Tom. This is very important.
Excuse me. The court stenographer just gave me a look.
Halim's lawsuit against Buffalo Wild Wings argues that the restaurant's boneless wings are, quote, not wings at all, and are actually made from slices of deep fried chicken breast meat. Indeed, the products are more akin in composition to a chicken nugget rather than a chicken wing, the document says. The lawsuit says the label boneless wings is misleading because it implies to the consumer that the product is a chicken wing that has, quote, simply been deboned. So what do you think of that? Lawsuit demands on a specified amount of damages, punitive damages, attorney's fees, a jury trial, and other damages that the judge deems proper, court documents show.
Wow, where's this going to go?
Well, he actually sues. It should be noted that Domino's Pizza and Papa John also sell actual chicken wings.
Yeah, well, the man has also filed similar lawsuits against Tom's Wicked Fresh Mouthwash. I guess it wasn't fresh enough.
Yes.
Kind and hefty.
So I did a bit of a dive on this man because I'm like, what possible?
Sane, really, really
what are you
together.
Doing? Yeah. It's because he does believe it is false. He's like, these are making false claims and the public deserves to be notified
sure.
of such falsehoods.
Yeah.
It's so, true though.
He wants Buffalo Wild Wings to come out and go, we are lying to all of you. These are not wild wings.
They're not wild.
They're wild
wings.
Nuggets.
They're nuggets, bro. Nuggets. And I felt this whole time and I'm just finally vindicated on such an important topic. Yeah. So I'm very happy.
Yeah.
I'm very happy today. But, you know, at first I thought it was frivolous too. But then when you look at labels, like for instance, I was looking at Campbell's soup, the tomato soup, and it claims to be healthy. So the other day I took a regular can.
So much sodium, right?
Of tomato soup. And then I put it against the healthy one that I bought. And it's like fucking not very different. Like maybe like a fraction less sodium, a little bit less sugar. It's the same gross stuff. It's like, and they claim it's healthy. You're like, really?
It's
by
really
comparison
not.
To the piece of shit you served us before.
Sure.
But, so there you go. Finally vindicated. Finally. Bullshit. Also, I'd like to plug my lipstick, you guys. We just got a fresh new shipment of Christina P's Perfect Red in from Italy. It's restocked. If you want to go ahead and get that now, I would advise you to. It's got the perfect red, perfect, beautiful. I designed it myself. And look at that, the snap cap, so it doesn't ruin stuff in your purse.
You know, you deserve some credit here.
I do.
No, I was going to expand on that.
Go ahead. I'm waiting. I'm just lapping up your sunshine. I never get it.
So,
I'm ready. I'm waiting. Go for
it. You never get it?
No. Do I ever get sunshine from Tom?
Jesus Christ, man. What's wrong with you?
I'm still
waiting. I don't want to do it now.
No, come on! Please, give me your light, Lord.
What?
Are you going to do that the whole episode?
Yes.
People have their earbuds in,
babe. Well, what am I going to do, man?
Cover the mic. Go ahead. Hold on.
So, stop. Christine had this idea, for people that don't know, a while ago, you know, about lipstick. The first time she mentioned it, I was just like, you know, fucking dumb broad, like, you know, lipstick.
Family Feud.
Right. So.
A barrage of bullets. Then riddled.
Then it came up again and again.
Yeah.
Finally to the point where it's really in the conversation. Yeah. Hey, should we pursue this? Christine goes, I really want, you know, I believe in this. I know a lot about this. It's meaningful to me. So it's like, all right, let's give it a shot. For people that don't know, this is not just, you know, hyperbole. This is far and away.
Thank you.
The best-selling item that we've had in the store in years.
Thank you. And you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Put on my Jew broad glasses.
Yeah. So, but I'm saying is that the only reason that it's doing that well is because people really are responding to it. They really do like it.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had to, like, reorder enormous orders of it, and it's your idea, so I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, it's your idea.
Thank you, God. Wow, yeah. Today's my day at Studio Jeans.
Yeah,
I love it. Thank you. I do feel very passionately about this product.
I can tell. I know.
And you know what I've discovered?
And people, look, they tag me too. They go, they're like, I got this, or I bought it for somebody, and they're like, I love it. They
it's
love
the
your product.
Because what I've learned in, when I was doing research on developing this formula and everything is how cheap the cosmetics industry is.
Yeah.
And I've bought the best of the best, and I've bought the, you know, Rite Aid brands.
You went to Italy.
I went to Italy, and I did it the right way, and that's why it resonates. I think it's
sometimes the right thing. Sometimes when you spend the money, it really does.
Yeah. It's not fair what these companies are doing to people, and what they'll do is they'll say, oh, it's vegan, it's cruelty-free, whatever, just to get you to buy it, but then the product sucks.
It's shit.
Shite. Yeah. And now, me, I'm pro-cruelty, and that's why it's so good. I don't care. Test it on Bunny's eyes. I don't give a shit. Does it look good?
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
You're going to like the way you look. I
feel the same way about Italian wool. Now, let me say this. I am absolutely exhausted about talking about you. So now I...
Oh, my God.
Okay. Now, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is a YMH exclusive. YMH exclusive. YMH
exclusive. Uh-oh.
You're gonna die.
Okay.
How do you say anything? Cucumber?
Cucumbers.
So, I go to South America, right?
Yes.
I go to South America. And, man, it was a great trip. It really was a great trip. So as you know, I have to give you kind of the backstory to lay this out correctly first.
Okay.
So as many people know, I'm not telling you anything new here, but just to lay this out. I grew up in a household with one foreign parent and one American parent. And the reason I point that out, the reason I make that distinction is because it really does make a difference than when you grow up in a house with, let's say, two Spanish-speaking or two foreign-speaking parents. The one means that I'm actually very much engrossed and immersed in American culture. All my, most of my friends growing up in school are pretty much from American households. And I would meet kids like myself who had like one foreign parent. And I heard a lot of Spanish growing up. And then I made kind of a leap when I used to go to South America as a kid and spend my summers down there where my speaking just went much, much higher. And I became much more fluent. And then I would say that the most fluent that I became was when I went and studied abroad in Madrid, because by that time, I'd spent a lot of time in my summers in South America. And when I went to the University of Madrid, I didn't go to like a class for American kids. I went to full like class with Spaniards.
Oh my God.
Right?
Did you do okay?
Yeah.
Did you
follow? I did comparative economics,
Jesus.
Spanish art. I did like real classes, term papers.
Oh my God.
I lived with a lady who, like the host lady, was like this 70-year-old lady who spoke zero English. So it's full immersion, you know? So when I came back from that, that was 6-7 months. I would say it's probably the best Spanish I spoke, and I was 21 years old. One thing I took for granted, and people even who are born in other countries, so it's their native language and move, is that their primary language will deteriorate.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like I remember, I know a guy who was born in Hong Kong and he moved to the States 40 years ago. His like Cantonese deteriorated because he didn't use it, you know?
Sure.
So one thing I took for granted was that I always just, you know, if someone says Spanish, I'm like, yeah, I speak Spanish. And a few years ago, I just realized how much it had deteriorated, right?
Mm.
So that's why I started doing the Spanish podcast. And I really enjoyed the fact that one thing, if you want to like see how this actually can work, watch just for like 30 seconds, Tom Segura en Español, episode 1. And then the last one that I just did with my mom. And you'll see a guy, same guy, probably 2 years apart, speaking wildly different levels of Spanish. Because when I started it, it's when I realized, I was like, holy shit, it has completely deteriorated. And then it made me kind of obsessed. That's why I started doing sets in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So I pushed myself to do that. I started hanging out with Spanish-speaking people more. I started like interacting with my cousins more. I just like started watching movies and TV shows. I was bothered that it had deteriorated so much. And it has improved immensely in 2 years. It's not perfect by any means, but it's improved quite a bit in the last couple of years. So then we booked this tour. We're like, all right. Go do these shows. I go do these shows down in South America. And like I said, I've become much more comfortable with my level of Spanish in the last, let's say, year. I go down there and like, you know, I just take my tour manager. I book local openers, and we have a driver. We have security, and my tour manager is English only speaking guy. So he's like, oh, we have a bilingual like drivers and all this stuff. We don't have bilingual. Everybody was like, hey, hello, how are you? Like, so I became our translator.
My goodness.
And we get there and it's like, we're in Argentina and it's awesome. I fucking loved it down there. I absolutely loved it. I hadn't been there in 20 years. I had such a good time. So, you know, from the moment I land, it's like the guy at the airport, the driver to the hotel, checking into the hotel, going to lunch, talking. All the conversations are in Spanish, right? Like, it means I'm speaking English basically like an hour a day to my tour manager, and that's mm-hmm. kind of it. So it's like day one, day two, day three, Spanish, Spanish, Spanish. Fourth day, I have a dream in Spanish.
Whoa.
And then the transition happens where, you know how part of routine is you'll have, you talk to yourself about conversations you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might be getting ready in the morning and go, when I get into work today, I need to tell Nadav that we have to cover this and this topic, and I don't want to forget, so I got to remember to tell him that. Mm-hmm. Like, those types of things. Like, the fifth day, I start doing that in Spanish.
Oh, my God.
So I start telling myself, you need to do blah, 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 and blah today, and you need to tell the guy this, but I'm having that conversation to myself in Spanish. I catch myself having the conversation in Spanish to myself. So now it's like, you know, then we go to Chile. I'm there like day five. Then I go to Peru. Dude. So it's like day seven or eight. And I'm at the airport. And I'm being taken through the airport by an official, you know, from the airline. This guy's walking me through the airport. And he's right before I go through security, he goes, and he's very professional, but he goes, oh, can I ask you a favor? And I go, yeah, sure. And he goes, would you sign an autograph for my wife? My wife's American. And I told her I was escorting you today, and she's a big fan. And I go, yeah, sure, man. So he has a backpack, and he takes out this, like, photo of me, like a promotional photo. And he goes, she couldn't come to your show because she had to watch our daughter, and so she was really sad, but she would really love that. I go, no problem. So he gives me a marker. I start writing to his wife the autograph. I forget her name, right? But I'm like, dear, blah, blah, blah. And I'm trying to write, you should have abandoned your daughter and come to the show. And as I get to daughter, I forget how to spell daughter. I go, D... A, and then I'm like, you, and I go, how do you spell daughter? And he's like, what? Because he's foreign.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's D-A-U-G. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm sitting here and I'm like,
how do you say anything? Cucumber?
Cucumber.
I had a Ilaria Baldwin moment, and I've been mocking her relentlessly, including on the trip. When I'm on the trip, and I did press in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, I spent 15 minutes catching them up on the Ilaria. But they were like, what? And I'm like, this fucking dumb broad. And I do the whole thing. I couldn't remember how to spell daughter for a second.
And you, did you go, how do you say?
Yeah, I was like, how do you say daughter? And then I realized that like she actually, as much as I mocked her, she actually kind of had a point.
Oh,
that if your
God.
Brain is fully in... One, like, you know, like
immersed,
you're so
yeah.
concentrated in something that, now my accent didn't go. I wasn't like, daughter, like, hija, how do you say? I wasn't like that. I was just like, oh, the spelling just, it fucked me up. The A-U-G-H-T. I was like,
of course.
Wait a second. It fucked me up. And I had so much empathy for Ilaria, I wanted to actually, you know, reach out to her and tell her.
Oh, okay. Are you going to reach out and.
Querida Ilaria, le pido mil disculpas por, no sé, por todos los días que me burlé de ti y por, bueno, ya sabes que te quiero mucho y No sé si era posible, pero si me perdonas, me siento muy, muy mal. Pero a veces cuando hablas solo un idioma por un rato, a veces te olvidas de tu propio idioma. Así que, bueno, te pido disculpa y espero que un día podamos hablar quizás en inglés.
¿No? Wow. Okay. That was fun watching you talk Mexican.
Yeah.
What did you do? You just ordered some talks or something?
Yeah, I did, yeah. By the way, I also had never been to Mexico City.
It's cool as shit, huh?
Fuck. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea that it was like, I mean, it's right fucking there. It's so close. No, I'm saying, you know, it's like, it's so close. There's 28 million people in Mexico City.
It's massive. Jeez.
And also, it's so developed.
Yeah.
It is so, like, you turn down certain streets, and it's like fucking Rodeo Drive in Mexico City.
It's
No idea. Yeah.
I mean, I've been there when I was 12, and you seem to think that doesn't count.
Why would that count?
I was there when I was 12.
You have strong memories.
I do. Can I tell you my memory? I went to a cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
That people pilgrimaged on their knees to go to,
yeah,
for miles and miles.
Yeah.
And I went, I was in the church, and in the back pew, there was a man, mm-hmm, sitting with his dick and balls out of his pants.
Well, that's why you remember it.
Of course. And I always have fond memories.
What, did he show you them?
I think he was waiting for someone to look at them and get shocked, you know.
Out of his shorts or what?
Yeah, out of his zipper, just his dick and balls.
Oh, hanging out of his dick and, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see that guy when you went?
I didn't see that guy. I didn't.
I understand your sympathy for Ilaria. The only thing I wish you would have done, though, is do the thing where you were like, how do you say, like, yeah, make move accent, you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, how it's so embarrassing.
This is, how do you say?
So there's been some questions about I'm born in Boston. And then I spent some of my childhood in Boston, some of my childhood in Spain. My family, my brother, my parents, my nephew, everybody is over there in Spain. Now I'm here. And so there was like a lot of back and forth.
That's swallowing.
My entire life. And I'm really lucky that I grew up speaking two languages.
Just like Tom.
Yeah, just like Tommy.
You guys are so like one
so that
now.
That was one thing. One I think thing. People ask sometimes about how I speak. I am that person that if I've been speaking a lot of Spanish, I, you know, tend to mix them. And
yes,
if I'm speaking more English, I, you know, or doing a lot of English, then I mix that.
LOL, same.
Lols. You guys are twins now. Lulzies. This is crazy.
Yes.
This is crazy.
I am the same.
You're that bitch now.
Yep.
Are you going to start doing that at home where you're like, Christina, how do you say microwave?
Game.
I don't know how to spell it.
We have very few ingredients. We have tomatoes. We have, cucumbers. We have red
beans. That's
how do you say in not? She said, how do you say in English?
Yeah, she still took it too far. How do you say in English?
Like, how do you say, ¿cómo se dice en español? Pepino.
Yeah. She took it a little too far.
How do you say, hija, daughter?
That's what it would have been.
I should have said
¿Cómo
that.
Se dice?
¿Cómo se dice, hija, en
inglés?
And that motherfucker, the guy that asked me for the autograph,
yeah,
was German, Chilean, and he speaks fluent German, fluent Spanish, and fluent English.
Isn't that amazing?
Like, just perfect, perfect, perfect.
Everybody, yeah, from not America, they speak so many more languages.
All the, whenever you bring this up, everybody goes,
yeah,
why is this a fucking, because everybody else is like, yeah, we speak four languages.
I
yeah,
know.
Us, we are just like,
I'm a donkey.
English.
Yeah.
Yeah. I speak English.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're like the dominant donkeys, you know.
Well,
I mean?
That's the thing.
We
dominated the world, when people go, why don't Americans, it's because Americans are like, we're taken care of in this regard.
Right.
You don't have to make the effort because the effort is made for you. People, English has become the world's dominant language.
You can think.
Therefore.
You know who you can think?
You can be lazy. Yeah.
You know who you can think?
Who?
The Queen.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Donald Trump. Go ahead.
The Donald.
Yeah. Donald's like, here's the thing. You don't have to speak any other fucking. Go ahead.
He made that a law.
Okay.
A world law. No, you can thank the monarchy.
The monarchy?
They created the Commonwealth and they converted everything to Islam.
But it was, What?
What? English.
There was a. It was real tit for tat for a while.
Where?
No, I'm saying, you know, like the Spaniards, they conquered half the world.
Yeah.
I mean, South America is basically all Spanish speaking.
Yeah.
The Caribbean, you know, Spanish speak, most of it Spanish speaking.
Yeah.
Like it could have been right there. Spanish is spoken in a lot of the world.
That's true.
I mean, if old Mustache had his way, then we'd be speaking kraut everywhere, you know?
Now that's a beautiful language.
You know what I'm saying? If they had one.
Oh, that Mustache.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
If old Charlie Chaplin had won the whole thing, we'd all be like, Guten Tag, everywhere.
Aufgestehen.
Aufgestehen. Juden. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a beautiful language. I studied German in college because I had to. I'd pick a language in my dumb ass. I should have chosen Spanish.
You really should have.
But I'm such a dope.
Well, here's the thing. There's languages that get you fucking nothing.
Nothing.
German's and one of them is German.
I know.
It's only spoken there and in Austria and in parts of Switzerland. It's like, the fuck are you working there or something?
I know.
Yeah, exactly. Or I've been immersed on my phone at least with Italian for over a year. And it's like, that'll get you fucking zero. It's just spoken there.
You know, we should start learning Chinese is actually what we should start learning.
That is the one that's the one that'll help you the most.
Mandarin or Cantonese, though.
Yeah. Or at least with Frog, if you learn that, you know, it has a few more locations you can use it.
Like the Seychelles?
Yeah.
Some islands, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, Port-au-Prince.
Yeah, you can go to Haiti. It'd be great.
Go to Haiti. There's very few.
Montreal.
Montreal. Yeah, that's true. Montreal.
Yeah.
I think Chinese is
the
future.
You know that the Parisians think that the people in Montreal, they speak French like pigs.
Yeah.
They're like, what that donkey shit you're speaking? Leave it at the door. Yeah.
I know. It's funny because Americans get a lot of flack for being very nationalistic. Yeah. And we're we are fucking obnoxious with the we're number one stuff. But the French are kind of assholes too with their we're the best at everything.
Yeah. Well, here's the reason people are really mad when you're an American and you lean on number one. Okay. Yeah. It's because you are. So like, no, really. It's like.
Still though?
No. I'm saying if you come from the wealthiest, most powerful country that has the most dominant military.
Right.
And then you go, hey, everyone goes like, yeah, you don't have to say it.
It's rude. Yeah.
It's obnoxious.
Yeah.
Because it's already, everybody knows you have this power. You're coming from a powerful. It's like if you came from like, if you're like Jeff Bezos' kid and you're like, we got the fucking most money, and everyone's like, yeah, I know. Like, you don't have to say it. Everybody already knows.
That's true. Why did we start doing that? That's so obnoxious.
I don't know.
I have a feeling it started with the 80s and like the Olympics
around that Cold War.
Cold War.
That's really probably
that was
origin.
A biggie.
Because that's that actually when you're like, which way is better?
East or West?
Yeah.
And we were so like, probably, West Coast?
Yeah.
Well, Suck it.
Yeah, it's kind of the origin.
Communists.
Of it. I know. So because nobody gets mad if somebody from like, you know, an underdeveloped Central American or African country goes, we're the best. Everybody cheers because they know the struggle of that country, you know? Like, let them sing and dance. And lets them celebrate that, you know?
That's true. And we did win the Cold War, and that's why we are number one. I forgot. So actually, I take it back.
Hold on. We have some breaking news.
We're number one.
excuse me? What are you saying?
Can I tell you something?
What?
Listen, for some reason, my brain works in such a way.
Yeah.
I'm built in such a way that like I understand things on a surface level. And then one day I wake up and that shit is like inside of me. The wisdom, the knowledge. Do you know what I mean? Fucking Annie knows what I'm talking about. Thank you.
Thank you.
Where you're like, okay, it's not just a surface thing. It's in my fucking cellular level now. Like I get it. I see the matrix. I get it. And now I just put that shit together. Like the 80s weren't just about yay America. Literally, like we defeated the East. We fucking prevailed over communism, bro. Capitalism won.
Yeah.
That's a massive Herculean a victory.
Yeah.
We are number one. We fucking won. America is a great place to be.
So you just...
I don't know if we're going to win the second time around. I don't know if we're going to win the second time because these fucking commies are still riling everything up. The Chinese, the Koreans, and the Putins.
The Koreans?
North Korea. Oh. North Korea.
Okay.
Doesn't look good for the second time around is what I'm saying. We got to be real careful.
It doesn't look
good. Even though I have been on TikTok and North Korea is not as bad as people say.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I'd say...
It's a very nice place to visit. They have guided tours.
I wonder when the U.S. is going to start like changing the discrimination laws and saying like, you know what? You don't have to sell. You're allowed to not sell your property to Chinese people. I think it's coming pretty soon, actually. I really do.
Well, they're not going to call. They have to find something.
No, they'll
sneaky,
find some way around it.
Yeah. Like when we were surveilling everybody after 9/11, but it's the Patriot Act or something. They'll call it like Operation Protecting Freedom or something. Yeah. The protection capitalism.
Operation No Asian Households. Yeah. So I guess I'm supposed to watch this clip of you.
Oh, my God.
Having a great discovery. This is a great discovery clip.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Remember how painful and awful it was for you to celebrate my lipstick and how great of a choice that was to make?
Yeah.
And that left a bad taste in your mouth.
No, it didn't.
This will revitalize and give you new perception of how retarded your wife is. You're gonna like the way you look. I guarantee it.
All right, here we go.
It's so embarrassing. Nerds, do you know there's like nerd computers? Like nerds don't use Apple. They use like this fucking
Linux. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, it's called a Leviathan or Levonathan. Yeah. What kind of shit is it? He's like, oh, it's for coding. Yeah. It's particular. You can buy the frame and the thing. And I was like, I don't even know about it. It's like a whole underground nerd society. You guys have your own nerd shit.
Wait, so you're surprised that there's computers other than
just
Next?
For coding. Just for code. For making games and gaming.
Are you sure that's 100% what that is? It's just a computer that's only made for coding?
No, not only, but it's like, it's more...
It's just like a PC, right?
Yeah, it's a PC. It's an IBM, but I didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, okay.
It's called a Lenovo. You ever heard of it?
What? Is that, like, really popular?
Yeah. Well,
they have kind of a different reputation.
What is it?
My name is Lenovo. That's a
You gonna tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm still not sure why they were laughing. So. We just filmed that yesterday. I'm still not sure what the funny was.
Well,
can you explain it to me why I'm so R-worded?
Well, you ever heard of Chevy?
Yes.
I mean, it's a was that the first you've ever heard of Lenovo?
Yes.
What about Dell?
I've heard of Dell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so I was at the nerd place with our kid, the coding place.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, my kid has an iPad. Should I be getting him a computer? And I looked at his computer and I go, Lenovo? I go, I've never even seen that before, dude. And he was super sweet. He was like a sweet nerd. And he wrote down like what I should look into for our kid.
Well,
that's the first time I've seen that.
You know, all like real code writers and people who are like really into like computer software writing stuff, they're never on Macs.
Right. I just put that together. Yeah. I didn't, but I just thought that Macs dominated the world now.
Well, Macs are like dominant in, for sure, where you're from in the West Coast, like entertainment people.
That's why.
Use Macs a lot. Macs are very popular with editing.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of editing is done on Macs. But like I said, like if you're talking about like writing, like
coding,
code and software,
stuff,
gaming, like serious gamers
will
be on PCs. Yeah.
But a Lenovo? I'd never heard of such a thing. Sorry. I just sounds
we like, edit on PCs here.
Right.
Like half computers in this building.
But I've never seen I know what a PC is. A Lenovo? Oh, I thought this says CP, scratch your cooch to the left. It says scooch to the left. Scratch your cooch to the left. I'm like, why was he telling me to scratch my cooch? I just never heard of that brand. It's so funny. You've known about this forever?
I mean, like, look, I don't have one, but I've definitely seen that name. Sure. It's been in the culture for a while.
Oh, my God. Sure. Like, so it is as stupid as me being like, hey, have you guys heard of a truck called a Chevy?
I mean.
It's that retarded? It's like, oh, no. Have you guys heard of a coffee called Starbucks?
Here's the thing. I actually feel like now that we're talking about it, there probably would be there's a chunk of the population who definitely knows what a Chevy is, who doesn't know what a Lenovo is, for sure.
Never heard of a Lenovo.
But would it be described as like, did you know that there's this vehicle that's used for all sorts of terrain? It's like special, just for terrain, just any terrain you want to drive on.
No.
It's a mechanic's car.
It's a mechanic's car. Yeah.
I hadn't heard of Lenovo.
You hadn't?
And that's,
I hadn't.
That's the smartest person on our staff.
Everyone was like laughing in the booth, and I'm like, yeah, that's funny.
Wait. You hadn't heard of it until that moment?
Until that moment, yeah.
Oh, wow. So there you go.
Dude, smart Chad. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But not nerd Chad.
No, not nerd Chad. Yeah. Chad and I are way too cool. Chad's a cat guy.
Yeah. Chad's like a little more savvy than, you know what I mean? Like,
no, he's younger and hipper. I stay home with two kids most of the time. But you want to talk some shit about
Bluey. No, I'm saying it makes sense to me.
You want to talk about Bluey? I can tell you all fucking Bingo and Rolly on Puppy Dog Pals. You want to talk about cartoons, bitch? I know about cartoons.
I went to fucking Bluey's house in Brisbane.
That's right.
You're talking to me about Bluey.
Want to talk about Bluey?
Bluey's fucking house.
The Healers? Huge fans.
Yeah.
You guys know fucking Bluey in there? No, I didn't think so.
That's kid stuff?
Yeah.
I do know about Bluey.
Yeah.
Because of my niece and nephew.
I told you.
That ain't the dude from Blue's Clues, right? We passed that now?
Yeah, we passed
Blue's
that.
Blue's Clues is old news. Well, I'm glad the smart chat doesn't know.
Do you guys have Lenovos?
Nah. I did like 10 years ago.
You did?
Yeah.
That's how old.
I mean, I was a Mac person. Older than that. Yeah. I was a Mac person until like I started editing and like.
But a lot of people do edit on Macs.
Yeah, but then, like, you know, outside of nerd shit, like, PCs became easier to edit on. And then Annie built my... So now I have a PC at home that Annie built for me.
Damn, oh, really? Annie?
Like, years ago, and it's still chugging.
So what software do you edit on?
Still Premiere. Like, it's all compatible.
Still Guru and Premiere.
Okay. Very good. Very good reference. But do people still use Final Cut?
Final Cut's kind of like bottom tier now. Like,
really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What about Avids? Are those still popular?
That's old. Adobe's one, Avids two, and Final Cut. Like, in terms of like industry standards,
yeah,
I think like Final Cut Express is kind of like lower tier. I think.
Okay. I think in film, Avid is still kind of at the top. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
I have one more retarded thought.
Okay.
Or we can push it to the next.
No,
app.
Please go right ahead.
So, apropos of. A discussion that I didn't know the difference between lions and tigers.
Yeah.
I actually thought, hold on.
Yeah.
I did know the difference because I did clarify. I rewatched the episode and I was able to decipher the difference between lions and tigers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't know the difference between lions and tigers. It's that I don't know the difference between cheetahs and leopards.
Really?
Can't tell them apart. Can you tell them apart?
I believe that I can.
Well, let's fucking look it up because...
Yeah,
I feel as though their print is very similar, no?
I mean, yeah, that similar, but, you know.
I mean,
also,
they look similar as shit.
Well, here's the thing. Cheetahs always have this thinner, like the thinner hind area, you know, where like they're where their back dips. They're usually, they have a thinner frame.
Cheetahs are
thinner. Okay. Yeah, they are. They're a little leaner. The prints... Look at the...
Oh, yeah.
When you see them side by side there.
Okay.
So the leopard is larger, you know, head size.
It's prettier.
Torso is bigger. And that print design is a bigger spot. Those cheetah spots are smaller. But generally, when you see a cheetah walking, just even walking, you can note right away once you've seen it, you're like, that's just by their body type.
Mm. Beautiful though, aren't they?
Yeah, they have a longer kind of leaner. And it kind of adds up when you realize how much faster they are. You're like, oh yeah, you can't. If you were carrying a ton of weight, you wouldn't be able to run this fast.
Yeah, as fast as a cheetah.
Yeah.
That's so pretty, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wish we owned them.
I mean, the leopards too. A leopard will take its kill and can climb up a tree with an antelope in its mouth, and a cheetah doesn't do that.
Cheetah won't do that. But why can't the cheetah do that?
Probably has to do with. Strength and body weight, I'm assuming, yeah.
That guy, the other guy, the leopard's probably stronger.
Oh, yeah.
And more muscular.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy's more of a sprinter. He's long and lean. He's a runner.
Sprint and hauls
ass.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool.
You know what else you said the last time we talked about cheetahs? I was like, those things can hit 70 miles an hour. And you're like, I don't think a person can do that, right?
No.
I was like, no.
No, I go, can a person run that
I'm like,
fast?
No. There's some fast dudes, but they're not that fast.
But you mean to tell me, so what's the fastest human out there? Like who's
in a sprint? So these are for a moment, right? I mean, there's probably a human being that can hit like, I was going to say upper 20s.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Usain Bolt.
Yeah. I was going to guess like 28 to 30.
That's like bullshit. It's like a golf cart, dude.
No, that's booking. 27 miles an hour is booking. Yeah, and that's faster than a golf cart. Yeah. That How golf cart that we were on, that thing hit, because it had the speedometer, the reading on the thing, 17, 18. So it's 10 miles an hour
so
faster.
It's faster than a golf cart. Yeah. That'd be really fun to have a human outrun a golf cart. Like, just to do it as a challenge. Yeah, no, I want to see it, though, I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
We need to find somebody that can do it.
Well, that's Usain Bolt. That's the world's fucking fastest man. Yeah. So it'd be hard to track him down.
Let's find him.
Hey, man, we want to do a bit. Like,
I know you're all busy running and stuff.
All right, give me $2 million, then I'll come race your golf cart.
Be kind of worth it, no?
He's so fast. Think about that, though. That's the fastest dude running 27 and a half miles per hour. And that's what he reaches, right? In other words, he hits it and then you go down. And that cheetah can get like 68 miles an hour, like 40 miles an hour faster than that.
That's crazy.
It's fucking so crazy.
I want to see a cheetah run in real life.
You can. Well, in real life, you can go on a safari. But I mean, look at a clip of one. Just look at a clip.
It's so crazy.
You can do a cheetah sprinting clip. I mean, it's got to be thousands of them out there. It is majestic to see those things haul ass, you know?
Yeah, they're cool as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like
face.
Yeah, make it a full screen. Look how beautiful this thing is. See, hiding, look at those shoulders go up.
Yeah. Oh, get out of there, you fucking dummies.
And then it's just, he's looking for the slow poke.
Kill. Look at those hind legs. You're right. Look at that.
Look how this much faster he's going than any of them. I mean, it's just like, look at that.
And the gazelle is so fast, too. Shit.
Yeah, not compared to him, it's not.
We'll get it.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Oh, fuck.
Lights out. Over. You know what's wild, too? Is that, you know, genetics and nature are so fascinating. These animals instinctively know to crush their neck. Isn't that wild?
But like, yes.
They know instinctively to, like, suffocate you. And that's where to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Look at that motherfucker go.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, it's wild.
Look at him. He's like, I don't even have to worry about you. I know you're going to be right here.
Right here.
Yeah, he's not even worried.
No, he's chilling.
Yeah.
He's not even like.
That's a young one.
Yeah, he's got them.
Yeah.
You like the
that thing, you're right. That antelope is hauling ass.
Yeah, they're fast as shit.
But they're so petrified that they stumble too, you know?
That thing coming after
look at that
you.
Look at that physique, the way it.
Fuck.
It's just.
Oh, run, dude. God. You're dead, fucker.
Yeah, you don't have a chance. You don't have a chance.
Shot, homie.
No.
What if that thing was running after you?
It'd be over very fast. Yeah.
How often do they kill humans, I wonder?
He went ahead of this one. Look at that. He's running ahead of it and then turning around and facing it. Like, what's up, bitch?
Yeah.
Like an NFL wide receiver, like going back into the end zone. Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Anyways, it would be cool to go on a safari and watch that, wouldn't it?
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
Let's do it. They have to go to, like, Kenya, right?
I don't know if you can do it at Kenya.
The Dov goes, YMH trip. And we're going to fly all of you to Africa.
Yeah, we need the team there.
So that we could all see the difference between cheetahs and jaguars in person.
That's
it's
right.
It's a very costly
and if any of us are trip.
It is a costly trip.
It's so expensive to go on safari, isn't
but
it?
You know what? Gosh. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe we'll do it.
That'd be kind of rad.
It'd be kind of cool. It'd be kind of cool.
But who do we let the cheetah eat first? That would be fun to watch the cheetah chase a staff member, wouldn't
and
it?
And also, like, I think we have to bring any. Because anytime there's like, hey, what's up with these white folks? I'd be like, talk to him. Tell him we're cool. And then.
I'll hold y'all down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You gotta represent.
And then they'll be like, we have to kill one of them. Then we go, Nadav. And we push Nadav to the front. And they'd be like, kill him. We sacrifice him.
That'd be fun to go to Africa for that. We've been to Africa. We've been to South Africa. I've been to Northern. I've been to Djibouti.
Yeah.
Somalia. I've been to Ethiopia.
I think that's more considered just East Coast.
East Coast?
I've been to North Africa and South Africa.
Yeah.
Tunis and South Africa.
I know. You love talking about it. Fucking whore. slut with her leather bikini gave you AIDS.
We all live our life. Now,
God, there's just so much in this episode. So many good things, Tom.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited.
What are we going to do next? Can I have a wipey to clean this?
Right now?
Yeah. I like to wear these.
Okay.
That's how you clean that?
I guess. I don't know. How am I supposed to fucking do this?
You sandwich the lens on both sides.
Oh.
Buzitsky effect.
Fucking A.
You're like, do you pop lenses out of your glasses all the time?
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? We can go back into the show, by the way.
Okay.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. Like, real talk?
Real talk.
I really have accepted the fact that I'm a space alien from another planet. And, like, I'm good. I'm cool with it. There's some basic stuff I'll never know, and I'll never know how to do, and I'm good. I'm just from another planet, dude.
That's what you're accepting?
Okay. I've been in a normal person's skin my whole life. It's not working out for me. I just got to surrender to the fact that I'm fucking
weird.
Not normal. Yeah.
What's making you think this? Well, or I guess a collection of things.
It's a collection of things. But Nadav was like, you can sandwich the lens in between. I was like, oh yeah, dude. I just don't think like that, you know? I don't know. I'm from planet Eclair, homie.
Yeah. You're a strange bird.
Another fucking planet, man.
Yep. Ready?
Oh, it's so much crisper and clearer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that commercial? Everything's so much crisper and clearer. Now the blue blockers.
Now you look like a real fucking broad. Yeah.
A what?
New York broad.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is a kind of a cool YMH-themed news article. I've shared the fact that I have found myself aroused on airplanes.
Yes.
Here's a woman who has revealed that she's in a sexual relationship with aircrafts. She has taken 30 mini vacations in the last year just to share the skies with her soulmates. Ugh. Sarah Roto, 23. Oh my God, I was expecting an old lady.
Yeah, like an old family.
Claimed that after experiencing turbulence while trying to date fellow humans, she discovered true love while on her first ever flight aboard a Boeing 737. Look at her. Since then, she has met many planes, which she considers to be one collective being named Dickie. She adds that she finds the wings of the planes are the sexiest and size doesn't matter. Okay. I currently own 3 large models, but I also have small models, over 60 in total, and they are custom made.
To shove into
the larger models measuring between 49 and 63 inches long. That's very long for a plane.
Yeah.
Wow. Roto, who said she spent nearly $4,267 on model airplanes, revealed that she identifies as objectum sexual.
Yeah.
This particular love match occurs when individuals develop strong sexual or romantic feelings for a specific inanimate object. The only sad thing is that I can't be alone with a real plane. I flew a lot in the last year to be with a Boeing as often as I possibly could. I took about 30 flights and always combined it with a city trip or vacation. I traveled to all these different cities. I often visited, Katowice in Poland as a day tour. Despite not being able to share alone time with a plane, she makes up with it by sleeping with all of her favorite models, her model airplanes. She has 5 different airplane tattoos on her body.
Oh, my goodness.
And currently there are small planes to get married to the 737 series. However, I will not move abroad. In the meantime, I have my models and will continue going out on trips to hang out with planes.
Wonderful.
It's just such a great update to know that there's always something for everyone, you know?
Well, I will say that probably having a relationship with an airplane is easier than any human.
Yeah.
And she can shove those in her pussy and it makes her feel good and in her asshole. And that's fantastic. She can make them any size, shape, whatever. This is actually because we've seen the documentary where people are into buildings or cars. And it's hard to fuck a building or
is it
a car? Yeah. I imagine.
Yeah.
But the airplane... peanut butter and chocolate. You know what I mean? Perfect pairing.
Yeah. I mean, look at the way she's mounting that one
now. That's what I'm saying. She's already fucking. She shows you how she's fucking.
You think that
that's weird.
That tail fin is up her cooch right now?
She's preparing herself for
it. Or you
it.
Think she's just going to just rub her cooch?
She's rubbing and then she'll insert the front if I may speculate.
Yeah. Sure.
That's cool. Listen, I'm all for loving. It's lovely. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have problems with people, yeah.
Yeah.
I like this over people just masturbating to porn. Does that make sense? At least she's in some sort of an emotional attachment.
It's far more entertaining. The thing is that, like, when you hear about somebody masturbating to porn, it's like, whatever, dude. Like, you know, it's not news. So many people do it. It's like, it's just played out, you know?
Played out.
Yeah. This, I'm fucking an airplane is exciting.
It is pretty damn cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And I like the blind guy's approach too, because that's more interactive as well. Like, I'd like to see you.
That is my favorite thing I've ever,
ever
seen.
Yeah. Me too.
I wish I had an hour of that guy. I know. Being like, how'd you pee today? Yeah. Can you please describe it? Oh, man. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
I do feel like you and I have a similar dynamic where I'll be like, did you make a brown? Mm. And then you'll describe it to me.
Yeah.
Like, you and I kind of do a little version of that, but not erotic.
No.
It's more like, did you shit? Yeah, I shit. Yeah. What was it? Oh, sloppy.
It's definitely not erotic. It's definitely not erotic.
You not know, at all.
A few weeks ago, we actually went, a clip from the show went viral.
Yeah.
That was about washcloths. Like, it was everywhere. It was on WorldStar. It was on Black Culture News.
Mm.
I got tagged a fucking 10,000 times.
Mm.
And it was from an episode that was actually had already aired like a few weeks or a month prior or something. And people snipped this clip of us talking about washcloths being for pores. You know what's funny is that it started, I think you go, do you wash your legs and feet? I go, no, I'm not black, because on a previous episode, we talked about who washes their legs and feet. And I think it was only Ennie that said he did, but he wasn't there that day. So that it looked like a, you know,
I
was like, I was making a shout out to Ennie, but he wasn't there. Anyway, this clip, I was like, you know, in the clip, I go, no, I don't think it's for, but I do think it's for pores. I go, I think, you know, poor people use washcloths. And dude, it went everywhere. And a lot of people commented. I mean, a lot. I mean, thousands. And like notable people, like rappers, actors, you know, activists, big time blacks. Like,
big time.
Yeah. Yeah. The Game.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I even know who that is. Yeah. I know who that is.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, these motherfuckers smell like hot dog water.
That's amazing.
And so many people.
So all these people use washcloths.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you the only like super disappointing thing?
Yeah.
A couple of comedians were like, what's this all about? And I'm like, you don't
rat out.
No, like you don't. I don't even want to explain it. Like, you don't see what's going on. Like, you don't follow this.
Yeah, super lame.
I mean, the next sentence, I was like, I've ended friendships over washcloths. Like, that's the next thing I say. And I have comedians going like, can't believe this is how this dude thinks. I'm like, what?
So stupid.
Like, dude?
It is a silly topic. I mean,
it's
guys, we're discussing who uses wash. It's not.
So there's the joke part
politics,
of it. Now here's the serious part of it.
Stupid idiots.
Washcloths are for poor people.
Yeah.
So we got.
We know that. That's just facts, bro. We
got an email.
It's because listen, does the what's his name? King Charles. Does he use a washcloth? No.
Of course not.
No.
Now, here's an email we got. Hello, Tom and Christina. Let me start off by saying what a big fan I am of you both. That being said, I have a thought on the washcloth debate. I am a native Houstonian who has been using a washcloth his entire life.
Ugh.
I feel this could be a byproduct of being raised by parents who were raised extremely poor in southwestern rural Virginia. You don't say. Almost all of my extended family worked in coal mines or something that supported the mines. I think poor white trash, aka my family, grew up doing hard manual labor that would leave you extremely dirty, therefore needing a scrubbing device when washing yourself. I myself am a car mechanic, and after a hard day's work, washing myself with just a bar of soap usually doesn't cut it. See, that I do understand. But if you don't do mechanics work, usually just a little soap in the hand will leave your hands clean, right?
Yeah, dirt bag. Well, and also, Yana, might I point out, my father was a forklift mechanic, and he
can he just put a little bit of soap in his hand?
Yeah. So what? No. What he had in his shop at the end of the day, because his hands were covered in oil as well. You have like a special sink, and there's like a chemical, a type of special
it's
soap.
A special soap they use
that
in mechanics.
Washes it off. So you don't wait. Maybe he's too poor to afford the special soap.
Maybe.
My dad never used a fucking washcloth. That's for sure. Mm,
well, he also owned the place. Mm. Now, am I correct in feeling this way, or am I just a poor white trash that had a generational skip? Anyway, sorry to ramble, just my thoughts. Curious what you think. Piss on me, beat me, love you. No, I think you're spot on. Oh, yeah, there is that stuff. That lava, lava stuff is very popular.
Yes. All this stuff. It's literally just a type of soap that'll get that grease off better than regular soap.
It's really a specialized type of soap.
It is. Look, $10 on Amazon and you don't need to use a washcloth like a disgusting animal.
Here's what I'm prepared to do. I am prepared to launch an actual investigative piece on what's going on with washcloths and whether or not it is for the pores or for everybody. And I have a feeling we're going to get to the bottom of this. So just keep your eyes open. I'm going to be talking to some folks.
Yeah. I've only had one friend use washcloths. And when she would stay with me, she'd say, can I have a washcloth? And I say, I don't have washcloths. Yeah. There's no washcloth. Use your hand, dummy.
I really do remember the first time. The first time is that I crashed at a poor friend's house.
Yeah.
And then... He handed over like a towel for after the shower and then a bar of soap and then a little one. I go, what's the little towel? He goes, a washcloth. And I go, I threw it back at him. I'm like, I'm good. And he was like,
Well, may we do a little investigating? Is that okay now or do you want to save this for your piece?
Whatever you want to do.
Can you Google like washcloth royalty? Or does it come from a Regal thing? Or does it come from the poor thing? Because it could come from like a Regal thing and the poors think they're being Regal by doing it.
I don't know. I think you'd have to actually Google
I can't ask
origin.
Him to do it. Dylan. I got to do my own research. Nadav isn't the one to ask.
I literally typed in what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would have. I was being
origin.
Fucking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Etymology.
Yeah. Oh.
1861, back in the day when people didn't even have soap, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, Old English, to wash, cleanse, bathe, transit. Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, we're not going to, this is not going to be fun to do it
this
way.
This is not fun.
Let me work on that piece
for
you.
Do a real piece, yeah. Think piece, if you will.
Yeah. I think that thing might go viral, too. Okay.
So good, Tom.
Yeah.
People are very upset. Very upset.
Very upset. Yeah.
Very upset. Good. Get upset about that.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
You were adamant that I needed to watch this. So let me check this out. You can tell.
Which one?
Make sure you tell the audience what's happening.
What I like to do is start by just putting some hot water, squirting it onto my scalp.
May I set it up? This is our discussion that we had last time about how do astronauts ejaculate in space? How are you masturbating?
Your balls are all backed up. It's not like you don't go up there for 48 hours. You stay up there for like
years.
Months.
Yeah. So this is a very important question that we need answers to. Now, I couldn't find a direct clip about ejaculating in space, but I did find one where this woman, this astronaut, is in space and she's showing us how she shampoos her hair. And go ahead. It is quite an elaborate process.
Yeah. So right now, for those listening, she has like a bag.
It
has a straw, let's say, attached to it.
Nightmare.
And she's like, I'm putting hot water, warm water in my hair. It's just like...
And it's floating.
Sometimes the water gets away from you.
Face is all red. It's terrible.
And you try and catch as much as you can.
There's bubbles of it flying around.
And I just work the water up through to the ends of my hair. And I take my no-rinse shampoo.
What a nightmare.
Squirt it also on the scalp. Just a little bit.
And that's going to float away, too.
Sometimes I'll actually take my comb to help work it all the way to the ends. And I like to take my towel while I have the shampoo in there and just kind of work it.
Oh, Jesus.
It looks
terrible.
Because
without standing under running water, you kind of need to use the towel a little bit to help get some of the dirt out.
Yeah.
I mean,
It actually feels kind of squeaky clean right now.
Compared to before.
I think that's pretty good. And now as my hair dries, as the water evaporates from my hair, it will become humidity in the air, and then our air conditioning system will collect that into condensate, and it won't be long, and our water processing system will turn that into drinking water.
That's wild. Do you think she would fall in love with me if we were on the space shuttle together?
Why? Would you say that? Because you don't have hair?
No. What?
I don't know. You don't wash your hair.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Go ahead.
No, I meant she's isolated in space, and like I'm the other man on the ship. Do you think that she would be like,
yes?
Oh, Tom.
Yes. You
know? And I'd be like, I don't know shit about space, and she'd be like, I can teach you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And may I say that? So I heard a story that ER doctors, because they're in such a heightened place, or an ER staff, tend to fuck a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense. So trauma. It's like they're around trauma.
Sure. Yeah. So I think when you're in an environment that's the opposite of trauma, that's the most boring occupation on the planet. You're actually not on the planet. You know what I mean? You're fucking bored.
Bored. But also,
you're going to be horny.
She's I think she's bored, but she's also going to see a guy, me or another guy who's like, God, my fucking balls are all achy, you know? You know? God, like, you keep leaning back. You're like, oh, God, I'm so backed up. And then she's like, look, I mean, just like for scientific purposes.
We should do this.
She's like, would it help you to concentrate more? And I'd be like, yeah, I think so.
I got to do this equation.
Yeah, yeah.
But how do you fuck in space?
I don't know.
Because like, you're constantly floating. So you may have to like tether yourself to something, and the other guy tethers himself. And then you meet and you fuck. Well, look, I don't know. How do you fuck?
I think we're onto something here, and I think we actually need to put the resources of YMH towards something here. Okay, and let me tell you something. I'm speaking honestly here, and I'm speaking from the heart. Okay, no one's talking about this. No one's talking about ejaculating in space. And so, what we need you to do, we need you to tag NASA, and we need you to tag Elon Musk, SpaceX, and we need you to say, we want Tom to come in space. How can we make this happen? I'm volunteering to go up there.
Well, listen, you've come everywhere,
all
but
over
you haven't
the world.
Come in space.
Yeah.
And I think coming in space will be a nice end to your world tour.
Yeah.
And then you get to do it up in the sky.
And also, I'm willing, like, I'm not a adult performer. I'm willing to be on camera so that we can study, like, the effects, you know? And like, we'll capture it and we'll see it, and we'll see if it goes through the filtration system and turns into drinking water. I don't know what's going to happen with it. You know, I know it's going to be a lot.
So much.
Yeah.
And cause you saw her when she was doing the wet.
Like, yeah. She put the jizz in her hair.
She put the jizz in her hair, and the water droplets, she had to like catch the water droplets.
Can you imagine this?
How are you going to catch the cum?
Oh.
Unless you put like an attachment on your
I think peter. Elon's the guy that'd be like, you know what, this is kind of worth exploring. Like, he's fun. He likes, you know, he's down for a good time.
Elon, are you watching
Come
this?
Come on, Elon.
Listen, can I tell you why I know he might be game?
Why?
I watched the SpaceX documentary, and he even said, he's like, I designed the rocket to look like a big penis.
I know.
He's got a great sense of humor. Elon. Sense of humor.
And also, hey, Elon, who, you know, have you seen anybody else do this? No, you'd be the first again. You're always the first at things. Why don't you be the first to send a guy up there to JSD and see what happens? You're here in Austin, buddy. Let's fucking hang out. Let's talk about
it. Yeah. What's hard? Do you...
Cost you a couple bucks. It's nothing.
It's nothing to you.
Come on.
It's nothing to you. It's great promotion for SpaceX.
Can you guys do me a favor? Can you just hit up Elon and NASA and see who responds? We want Tom to come in space.
But here's the thing. What if it's a commercial for SpaceX? And as you're finishing, you're like, SpaceX.
Yeah, I'll do that. Like, yeah. I'll do that. If you want me to do an ad read while it's happening, I'll do it. SpaceX. Like, yeah.
Oh, get warm, SpaceX.
Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah. People would love
one
it.
Small stroke for mankind. One big stroke for SpaceX. Yeah. It will not be a disappointing amount. I promise you that.
It won't be. And by the way, it'll reinvigorate America's interest in space travel again.
And you realize if once I do that and I come back down here, I'm going all in on OnlyFans. Like, I'm going to be jerking off on camera all the time. I mean, if I've already done it and the world knows about it and sees it, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm hiding it now. You know, I'm going to start shooting content.
Once the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah. Cat. It's, but yeah.
Well, what if we blurred your penis but didn't blur the jizz? Because really what's interesting is the jizz drops. What happens to that? Mm-hmm. If it ruins the equipment, you crash the space shuttle.
It's true.
Oh, and then it's going to lead to like circle jerks of guys. You know what I mean? Like, you know how porn always escalates and builds on itself?
Yeah.
Like one guy jerks in space and then it's like 10
what
guy
if he doesn't tell
space?
Me, but as soon as like I'm done and I'm like laying there and there's jizz floating everywhere, like these doors open and three other astronauts come out and they're all like, and we're like, what the fuck? And he's like, ah, joke's on you, Tom. Oh my God, man.
Ah, this is such a great idea.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. The greatest comedy tour in history with the biggest finish.
Yeah.
It is out of this world.
It's out of this world.
Yeah. You can make it like a pay-per-view. We can stream it. You can charge people admission to watch.
That's pretty cool.
What would you have to bring with you to finish? Just
some
a lot
visuals.
Of pressure.
Yeah. I think I need some visual aids.
You'd have to watch pornography on your phone.
Probably. Yeah, and I don't think my Wi-Fi would be good. I'd probably have to download some stuff before
oh,
I get
it. Oh, yeah, there's no Wi-Fi in space, huh?
Well, actually, those things are so state-of-the-art. But I think it's probably best to be like, hey, why don't you save some things to your computer?
Wait a minute. I have the dumbest question.
Go ahead.
How does a spaceman talk to Houston? They don't use the Wi-Fi. Is it like supercharged radio, like satellite?
I think it's satellite, yeah.
Satellite radio?
Satellite.
But they were doing that shit in the 60s, bro.
Well, the satellites are right next to them. They're out there in
they're
space.
They're like, satellite.
Satellite's like right over there, you know?
But they could even do that shit in the 60s, talk to fucking Houston from outer space. It's crazy. Right?
Yeah. They probably were using a Lenovo. And then,
But doesn't that trip you out? Like, they put a man on the moon in the 60s, but they didn't even have a microwave oven yet in your fucking house?
I know. Yeah.
Huh?
A guy on the, well, of course, if you believe we landed on the moon.
Such nonsense.
Dipshit.
Yeah. Stupid bitch. Am I
sure.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why we're number one, though. We beat the Russians.
The Ruskies?
Yeah. They had a cosmonaut. They were the first to launch a dog in space or whatever. A cosmonaut.
The guy that
Yuri
burned
Gagarin.
Up. The one that burned up on the way in.
Oh,
that was
sad.
Really sad. He knew he was going to burn up.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why he swapped the guy out. He was like, no. He had the other guy stay.
Aww.
Yeah. They say Putin loses sleep every night over it. It's so sad.
Such a kind soul.
He's like, that guy died for nothing. Yeah. Broken heart.
Oh, yeah. He cries himself to sleep every night
every
over
night.
Stuff, huh?
Every night.
I can't believe how mean I am.
Yeah, I can't believe how mean I am. That's what he says all
I'm
the time.
I'm kind of a jerk face.
I'm still thinking about how good those sneezes were earlier. They were so powerful.
You enjoy your body's functioning so much.
Yeah.
I don't know how I don't know why, but I don't enjoy my body functions the way you do.
How do you not enjoy a good sneeze?
I feel like my body functions are a hassle. And everything around maintaining.
But don't you love that buzz after
a
sneeze?
Nope. Don't love it.
Do you like to sneeze?
Yeah. I love sneezing, but sometimes when I sneeze a whole bunch in a row, my arms go numb.
Really?
Does everyone else have that?
No, but I do have such powerful sneezes that it creates gas, like chest. You know what I mean? Because the air leaves at such a rate that I'll have to belch.
It's so cool.
Like sometimes, like a minute after a sneeze, I'll be like, oh man, I can. Yeah. And it's like, I have to belch.
Man, bodies are like cool and stuff.
And
they're stupid.
Sometimes I get like that awesome head
like
buzz
that.
Where you're like, ah. Oh. You know, like where I feel like I just fried like 1,000 brain cells. I'm like, whoa.
Feels you ever good. Passed out from like having a sneezing fit?
No, but I've had some that are uncontrollable fits before where I've sneezed, you know, 20 times in a row. And
do you like that?
That's probably too much, but I like having a few. I like a few. And I like sneezing with like reckless abandon. Like, in other words, open space where you don't have to be like, oh, excuse me. Like, where you can just like outside, there's no one around, and you can just let it, like, you know what I mean? Like, really go out there.
You can do that at home.
Well, no. At home, I mean, I've seen it like shoot onto stuff. I'm talking about if you're outside, like in a parking lot or whatever, you just like, wow, you just let that shit come out with complete violence and no regard for where it goes. That feels good.
That sounds exciting.
It's like pissing outdoors. It just feels great.
Now, here's a question.
Wow.
Yeah.
You love sneezing.
Yeah.
You love coming.
Sure.
Do you ever...
Wow.
Sneezing and coming at the same time?
Can you?
No, but that might be my OnlyFans when I get back from space.
I'll
send recordings to the blind guy. Like, I got snot all over my chest and jizz all over the floor.
I don't think you can sneeze and come at the same time.
Well, let me know where you put it.
Because those are two reflexes, no? Like,
I think it would be difficult. Yeah, it'd be difficult.
I don't think you can do much while you sneeze. You hear me?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
He doesn't listen. When you sneeze, you don't listen. It bothers me. Like, we were having a pre-show meeting and you kept sneezing and you don't listen.
You would stop doing it. If you sneeze, you'd stop coming, basically.
Right. I think you can only sneeze. I'm saying that your body can only handle one involuntary reflex at a time.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you're doing. When you're sneezing, you're just sneezing. Like,
true.
You can't shit and sneeze or piss and sneeze. Don't you have to stop pissing to sneeze?
Well, yeah, that muscle, like, cuts off for a second. Yeah. If you're pissing.
Did I just break your mind?
No. I've pissed and sneezed at the same time, and it's horrific.
And you can
it's horrible.
Keep,
yeah.
Yeah. It's
you
like,
can keep the flow?
Because you can't stop peeing when a sneeze is
No,
coming.
That muscle, like,
you, can.
You probably, it probably, because of the force, it's it probably horrible. Pushes out harder for a second. That feels
and
bad.
And you lose aim?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just like, oh, good. I'm, like, you feel a sneeze coming while you're pissing. You're like, I'm going to need to do
or
some
Or if you sneeze, that muscle would contract for a moment, and that also
contract.
Wouldn't feel good. Yeah.
What about pooing? Have you shit while you sneeze?
I have, yeah.
This came right to your memory.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not fun. It really ruins the sneeze.
Well, this is a really fascinating topic.
We've covered so many
This is the
things.
Stuff we don't want NASA to know about. So don't show them this clip. And then they're going to think we're a bunch of knuckleheads.
But seriously, how unpleasant does it look to be in outer space? I mean, her face is beet red. And that's not a sunburn, you know what I mean? It's like you're hanging upside down all the time. How does your body even handle that horrible feeling?
Well, it actually takes a toll on your body in the opposite way. Like, the lack of gravity starts to make things softer from the bottoms of your feet to the tissue in between your spinal. Everything just starts to soften because there's nothing kind of holding you down, you know what I mean? So everything starts to go on you. Your muscle begins, atrophies.
Well, hold on. Can you get a boner in space then?
Yeah, I think you can get a boner in space.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Blood can still go to your dong. Yeah.
But is it harder? Because no gravity.
This is what we're trying to pitch. We're trying to do the research for you guys. All the answers nobody knows. What if there's just a secret NASA file and they're like, you don't think we fucking did this? Like, they're like, of course we've done
this.
This
is the first thing we did.
Yeah.
1968.
We just don't put this out.
Why do you think we sent them to the moon?
Yeah. We put them up there to fuck. Buzz Aldrin, and what's his name?
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong.
Butt-fucked
on the moon. You think we put them up there to get rocks?
They went up there to have gay sex. That's amazing.
They blew each other and they fucked for the name of science. All right. We got to go. This was a lot of fun. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we will see you guys in 2 and 2.
In girl world, you can't call it a dick suck unless there's jizz in
unless
your mouth.
There's jizz in your mouth.
There's jizz in your mouth.
Sometimes I want to cover your eyes and it doesn't have to always go in your mouth.
Doesn't have to always go in your mouth.
Doesn't have to always go in your mouth.
Doesn't have to always go in your mouth. Doesn't have to always go in your
kind of sophisticated, you know? Doesn't have to always go in your. Doesn't have to always go in your. Doesn't have to always go in your. I've never come so much.
So. Oh fuck me! I feel so good. Good. Bayonetta's ass. Oh my fucking god! God. God. It is so fucking yummy.
Sometimes when your dick
100% kosher. 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 Kosher.
My cum is kosher. My cum is kosher. My cum is kosher.
I'm thinking that I would fuck this person.
I don't want vagina. I want a penis.
Yeah, but you're racist.
I want a penis. I want a penis. I want a penis.
Your pee, we're back and you peed.
I peed, I pushed hard. My pee smelled a lot like coffee, so I'm gonna have to hydrate.
What? 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 You're supposed to push as hard as you can.
Been massage your little hole and okay, you come, you come. Let me see how much you come. Let me see all that 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 come. Oh, give it to me, Mark. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I can feel it. Mm. Oh, that's gonna be good. Oh, that's gonna be good.
You like this? This is what gets you right now?
This is fucking awesome!
Look at his fucking tits.
This guy's fucking amazing!
Hey man, I'm ready to jerk off. You wanna jump in the chat real quick?
Okay, you come, you come. Let me see how much you come. Let me see all that come. I need it right now.
I identify as a threat, a nightmare, and a goddess. So please bow down to me.
This is 2020. Who are you talking to right now? Why are you talking to the phone like that?